This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to a girls' high school basketball doubleheader here on this Saturday evening. I'm Terry Tote, coming to you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. And tonight it's the final night of the 2010 Litchfield Girls Thanksgiving Tournament, a round-robin tournament. And the final two games tonight set things up quite nicely. In the first game here in just a few moments, the Nokomis Lady Redskins will take on the Warriors of Athens. Both teams looking for their first victory here in the tournament. And in our second game tonight, about 7:30 or so, the two teams that are undefeated in tournament play, the Litchfield Lady Panthers and the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers, will meet in what will turn out to be the championship game here in this round-robin tournament. Play started on Tuesday night, continued last night, and will wrap up here this evening at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Game number one tonight, the Redskins of Nokomis. Lady Redskins come in with a record of 1 win, 3 losses. Athens 2-2 on the year. We'll take our first break. We'll come back and check the starting lineups for you and pass along to more basketball and sports information right after these messages.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdon Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
You're listening to America's high school sports leader, WSMI.
Terry Doan back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Well, the Fighting Illini men's basketball team won this afternoon against Western Michigan in Kalamazoo, and they are in for a tough stretch of games coming up on Tuesday night. The Illini will take on North Carolina, a game that you can hear beginning with the pregame show at 8 o'clock Tuesday night on FM 106. Then next Saturday, the Illini travel to Gonzaga, and that's a broadcast that will start at 3:30 on WSMI FM 106.1. And as we look just a little bit further ahead, we've got Oakland at Illinois, Oakland College at Illinois, coming up on Wednesday, December the 8th. So Fighting Illini have some important games and some tough games, quite frankly, coming up on their schedule here over the next week or two. And, of course, you've got the big matchup with Missouri coming up near the end of the month. Well, in this girls' basketball matchup here this evening, the Lady Redskins of Nokomis bring a 1-3 record into the contest. They are coached by Rochelle McDowell and assisted by Bonnie Brownback. And the starters for the Lady Redskins tonight will be Michelle Alexander, a 5'3 senior, Allie Spinner, a 5'6 junior, Ellie Riggs, a 5'5 senior, Nikki Finn, a 5'6 junior, and Lexi Waterman, a 5'1 junior. So it's Alexander, Spinner, Riggs, Finn, and Waterman for the Lady Redskins, who are the home team. They are in the home white uniforms trimmed down in the crimson and black. Jay Hereford is the coach of the Athens Warriors. His ball club is 2-2. Tammy Kern, a 5'9 sophomore, gets the start tonight. along with Laura Marley, a 5'7 senior, Lindy Andreasen, a 5'6 senior, Kayla Whitcomb, a 5'7 sophomore, and Holly Crozier, a 6-foot junior. So it's Kern, Marley, Andreasen, Whitcomb, and Crozier for the Athens Warriors, decked out in their green, trimmed out in the black and the white. And, of course, in game number two tonight, we will have the Litchfield Lady Panthers taking on the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers in what will turn out to be the championship game of this round-robin tournament, as both teams are undefeated in pool play coming into this final night of the 2010 Litchfield Girls Tournament. Of course, we'll have some scores for you on Spotlight on Sports Monday morning. A lot of the tournaments wrapping up. In girls basketball, of course, you have the Taylorville Tournament, the Pena Tournament, the Southwestern Tournament, all wrapping up. Boys side of things, you've got the Metro East Lutheran Tournament. You also have the New Berlin Tournament wrapping up today. Edinburgh Tournament continuing today. So there'll be lots of scores for us to go over Monday morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And, of course, all of our games are streamed live on the Internet at WSMIRadio.com. If you have loved ones, friends, family living outside the listening area and you would like to have them, give them the opportunity to listen, all they have to do is go to our website, WSMIRadio.com, and click on the appropriate icon to listen to the broadcast. And, of course, that's here on WSMI FM 106 tonight. So the 2-2 Athens Warriors against the Lady Redskins of Nokomis, 1-3. And in this first half of play, the Lady Redskins will be moving from our right to our left here at Simmons Gymnasium. As the crowd continues to file in here on this Saturday night, I'll guarantee you by the time the second game gets underway with Litchfield and Carlinville, we will definitely have a terrific crowd here this evening. Ellie Riggs will jump center for Nokomis. And she will go against Holly Crozier. Crozier at 6 feet tall. Riggs at 5'5". And here we go with game number one in our girls' doubleheader tonight. Athens gets the tip. Then the Warriors have a chance to draw first blood tonight. Whitcomb across the line down to the far left corner to Kern. Back out to Whitcomb. The ball knocked away by Michelle Alexander. The ball knocked out of bounds. So Athens will catch a break right off the bat and get to inbound the basketball right in front of the Nokomis bench. Ball on their half of the floor, into the corner to Kern, outside the three-point arc. Looks for a skip pass back out front to Kayla Whitcomb. A free-throw line jumper doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Allie Spinner for Nokomis. We're a half minute into the opening quarter. Here come the Lady Redskins. Alexander, a behind-the-back dribble to get away from the defender. Off to Lexi Waterman. Top of the key to Spinner. Off to Alexander. Michelle for just inside the three-point arc. No good. The ball knocked out of bounds. I think Spinner may have had the last touch on it. Her or Nikki Finn, one or the other. And the ball back to Athens. That 1-2-2 press. Pass comes across to Laura Marley. Back into the front court now to Whitcomb. Kayla Whitcomb, one dribble, a bounce pass into the right corner. Off to Laura Marley. She's double-teamed and now falls down and is called for traveling. And that's the first turnover of the night, and the ball will go back to the Lady Redskins. No score. We're 55 seconds into the opening quarter. And now Athens will press from start to finish tonight, a man-to-man press. Here's Riggs passing into the lane. Knocked away. Picked up by Cammie Kern for Athens. She'll try to dish the pass off to Lindy Andreasen. And the Redskins get back and knock the ball out of play. 6:53 to go in the opening quarter. Athens to inbound on the baseline. Kern in the right corner. Swings the ball back out to Marley. Back to the corner. Whitcomb's going to pop the three. Got it. Well, there's your first score of the night. Whitcomb puts Athens on the board 3-0. 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Allie Spinner for Nokomis on the dribble in the backcourt. Ahead to Nikki Finn, who brings it across the midcourt strike. Finn into the right corner. Gives it off to Lexi Waterman. Cuts across near the top of the key. Back out to Spinner. Kicks it to the side. Alexander fakes, drives, but she's called for steps. Turnover number two by the Lady Redskins. And the ball will go back to the Warriors of Athens. Jay Hereford, the coach of Athens, building this program. He's installed a man-to-man press from start to finish defensively. So they're going to giddy up and get at you all night long. There's a pass down low to Holly Crozier. A turnaround shot from about 8 feet away doesn't go. The ball tipped to the sideline. Loose out front again as it was kept in play somehow before hitting the Litchfield bench. And a jump ball is called. It's going to belong to Nokomis. So the Skins will get it back. We're scoreless. We're about 2 minutes into the opening quarter. There's Nikki Finn getting the ball into Lexi Waterman. Waterman being hounded in the backcourt by Kayla Whitcomb. Waterman across the midcourt stripe. Off to Finn, down to Lexi. Off the glass, puts it off the glass and in. Lexi Waterman with the first bucket of the night for the Lady Redskins. A 3-2 Athens lead. Athens with the ball. 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. Whitcomb into the front court to Kern. Stops, goes to the corner to Andreasen. Lindy gets the ball back out to Whitcomb. Now a bounce pass to the right side. Intercepted by Michelle Alexander for Nokomis down the lane. Layup good! Plus one. Nice left-handed layup by Michelle Alexander for the Lady Redskins. Gives them the lead. Now that time is on Whitcomb. Kayla gets her first, team's first. Alexander with the bucket. Gives Nokomis a 4-3 lead. A chance to make it a 5-3 advantage with the free throw up and no good. And a rebound pulled down by Cammie Kern for Athens. Warriors and Nokomis have both looking for a win tonight. The first win of this tournament. And now the ball gets to midcourt where Laura Marley is calling for traveling. He got caught up in that Nokomis defense and had nowhere to go. So the Skins get the basketball back. Here's Nikki Finn with a shot from the right wing from 15 out. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Cammie Kern. And now we're going to have a foul. I think this is on Allie Spinner. And Allie will get her first, team's first, out of bounds for the Warriors, who lead, who trail 4-3. 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. And here's Laura Marley. Back to Kayla Whitcomb into the front court. Back to Marley, who had to leap high to catch the ball at the top of the key. Back to Whitcomb into the right corner. Here's a three ball from the corner. Good by Cammie Kern. Well, a couple of trays tonight has given Athens a 6-4 lead. 4:50 to go first quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Alexander down the lane. Stops, pops, and is fouled by Lindy Andreasen. And Alexander will get a couple of free throws. Andreasen gets her first personal foul, second team foul. Check that. They're not going to give it to Andreasen. They're going to give it to Kern. That'll be her first. Meanwhile, Alexander at the line to shoot two. First toss is around and in. 3 points for Michelle Alexander. Makes it a 6-5 ball game, and Michelle could tie it up with a free throw here. 4:47 to go here in the opening quarter. And the next toss right on the money, and this ball game is tied at 6. Game two, Litchfield-Cartlandville for the championship here tonight. At the Litchfield Girls Thanksgiving Tournament. Here's Cammie Kern down to the left corner. Double team. Hands the ball right to Michelle Alexander of Nokomis. Turnover number 4 by Ethan. Michelle into the front court. Off to Nikki Finn. Finn back out to the top of the key to Riggs. Riggsy around to Waterman. And Lexi hits it from 15 out. Lexi Waterman with 4. 8-6 Nokomis with the lead. And now a steal by Michelle Alexander as that Nokomis defense forces a turnover. Waterman posts up, puts it up. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Athens. 4:13 to go, opening quarter. Nokomis 8, Athens 6. Athens gets the ball back as Nokomis will come with the pressure once again. There's Marley. Back across to Kayla Whitcomb. Marley into the front court along the right sidelines. A bounce pass down low. And give it down into Crozier. She sends it back out front. Here's a three-pointer straight on. Good! Kayla Whitcomb hits the tray, her second of the night. And now Athens back into the lead at 9-8. 3:50 to go first quarter. Here's Nikki Finn into the front court for Nokomis. To Spinner. Back to Nikki from 17. Bingo! Nikki Finn with her first bucket. Nokomis leads 10-9. About 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Athens with the basketball. Whitcomb. A bounce pass back across to Laura Marley. A bounce pass down to the right sideline to Holly Crozier. She gets double-teamed but gets the ball back out to Marley. Back to Crozier. Top of the key. Whitcomb going to set. Fire the three. Short. Rebound poked around. Who's got it? And the putback up. No good by Crozier. The putback this time good. As Kern gets the bucket, she has 5 tonight, and now Athens with an 11-10 lead. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Nokomis with a basketball. Here's Waterman falling down. She's called for traveling. Lexi was trying to make a little room for herself to maneuver along the top of the key and actually slipped and fell to the floor. Call for step. First substitution of the night. Cammie Kern is out for Athens, and Brianne Bishop, a junior, comes into the game. Bishop into the contest for the Warriors. She's got the ball at midcourt. Off into the right corner. And it goes to Andreasen. Back out front to Marley. Marley swings it back out to Whitcomb. Whitcomb's proven to be a pretty good shot out front. Around to Marley, into the corner to Bishop. Looking inside for the lob, instead comes back out front. Now there's a big collision between Nikki Finn as she runs into Lindy Andreasen. And Finn will get the foul for Nokomis. That'll be her first, team second. Out of bounds for the Warriors. Out of the contest comes Allie Spinner. And into the game comes Michaelin Ishmael, a 5'9 sophomore. For the Lady Redskins of Nokomis, as Alexander makes the steal on a long pass in midcourt and missed the left-handed layup. And the rebound pulled down by Athens' Laura Marley. 2.5 to go opening quarter. Athens having problems in the backcourt. Marley fires it ahead, and it's knocked away momentarily by Nikki Finn, but she couldn't keep control of it. So a break for the Warriors. Are going to get the ball at midcourt. It's been a pretty good ball game here early on. A lot of defensive pressure from both of these ball clubs. Here's Whitcomb for Athens. A lob to the free throw line. Back across to the near side. Marley's going to pop the three. Good! Marley's first bucket tonight to Trey. And a 14-10 lead for the Athens Warriors. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here come the Lady Redskins on the fly. Here's Riggs down to the right corner, out to Alexander for three, and air ball. Loose underneath. Riggs saves it, but hands the ball right to Lindy Andreasen. Andreasen to midcourt. Now to the top of the key to Bishop. Brianne Bishop, a bounce pass back out to Whitcomb. 104 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's a long three from the wing, overshot everything, and out of bounds by Laura Marley. And the ball will belong to Nokomis. A 14-10 lead for the Warriors of Athens. 97 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Nikki Finn will inbound the basketball. Comes into Ishmael. McKaylin gives it back to Finn, but the ball knocked away by Marley. And it's picked up by the Warriors. They feed down to Whitcomb underneath the Bishop. Layup good. Bishop's first bucket tonight. And the turnover was costly. 16-10. Athens with a 6-point lead. 80 seconds to go, first quarter. Nokomis with a basketball. Here's Lexi Waterman at the point. Around to Finn. Knocked away by Laura Marley. Marley going in for the left-handed layup, and she missed it. The rebound picked up off the floor and put off the glass by Holly Crozier. Crozier with her first bucket tonight. And just like that, the Warriors have increased their lead to 8 points now. 18-10, timeout on the floor. 1:05 to go, first quarter. Back right after these messages.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
WSMI, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
A minute to play in the opening quarter. Nokomis with the ball, now trailing by 8 points at 18-10. Top of the key. Here's Ishmael with the ball, giving it off to Nikki Finn, who drives right down the lane, puts it up and in. Good things happen when you take the ball to the hole, and Nikki Finn proved that for the Lady Redskins. Foul that time is going to be on Whitcomb. Her first, check that, her second. Team's third. Count the basket by Finn. She has four tonight. That makes it 18-12. And the free throw attempt by Nikki is good, so she has the old-fashioned three-point play. And that makes it an 18-13 ball game. Athens with the lead and the ball. And coming out is Whitcomb for Athens. Coming into the game is Kelsey Penrod, a 5'7 junior. Penrod with the basketball now. She brings it into the front court and lost it out of bounds. And they say it was off of Michelle Alexander, so Athens will hold on to it. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Athens with a lead of a nickel's worth. Ball comes in to Penrod. Back around to Marley. Right side of the key. Down on the corner it goes to Andreasen. She stops. Pops from 15. No good. Tip to the corner on the left side. Chased down by Whitcomb. Or Holly Crozier, rather. Gives the ball back out to Marley. She almost had it knocked away, but holds on to it. Now Marley a couple of dribbles. Bounce pass to the baseline. off to Andreasen, who's double-teamed. Now she'll put it on the floor and gets trapped in the corner, out of bounds, and a break for Athens. The ball came off the foot of Mikaelin Ishmael of Nokomis. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Athens with a five-point lead at 18-13. Athens to inbound the ball on their own end of the floor. Ball goes inside to the edge of the lane to Bishop. Puts up the shot. It is good. Rianne Bishop with the bucket. Plus one. And the foul that time on Mikaelin Ishmael of Nokomis, her first, team third. Bishop with the bucket now has 4 points. That makes it a 20-13 advantage for Athens. Rianne's a junior. And puts up the free throw attempt, and this one is off the front of the rim and through. And Brianne Bishop has a Nichols with a point. 21-13. 7 seconds to go. Athens with the lead. Nokomis with the ball. Alexander to Ishmael. Back to Alexander in the lane. Puts it off the glass. No good. That's it. After 8 minutes of play here from the Litchfield tournament, it is Athens 21, Nokomis 13. Back with more in 60 seconds.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
Grab hold of savings and get the Morton building you've always wanted during our off-peak construction season. Start your building project now and have it ready to use next year. If you've been thinking about a new building, it's time to contact your local Morton Building sales consultant. Contact us today at 217-324-2002.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
This is WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School. Second quarter action, game number one of our doubleheader tonight. Athens with a 21-13 lead and the basketball, and here we go. Ball comes out front to Kelsey Penrod. One dribble back across to Laura Marley. Back to Penrod, right side of the key. A lob down low along the edge of the lane to Andreasen, who's double-teamed. Gets the ball to Whitcomb, back out to Marley. Jump shot, no good. Rebound underneath Bishop to put back good. Bishop with seven tonight. She's come in off the bench and sparked Athens, 23-13, a 10-point advantage for the Warriors. 7.5 to play first half. Nokomis with a basketball. Here's Alexander. Ishmael in the left corner. Back to Michelle. Quick shot from 15. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kelsey Penrod. Penrod gets the ball to midcourt. Gets trapped. Gets the ball back to Bishop. Bishop across the midcourt drive. Has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Angelique McClain, who's checked in for Nokomis, and now Athens steals it right back for the team's trade turnovers, and now another turnover by Andreasen, and she picked up her dribble, driving down towards the baseline and took one extra step. So that's turnover number 9 for Athens, 7 for Nokomis. Athens with a 10-point lead, Nokomis with a basketball. Here's Nikki Finn into the front court to Michelle Alexander. Angelique McClain, as we mentioned, into the game. She's a 5'4 freshman. She's got the basketball. Out front to Ishmael at the point. Around to Alexander. Michelle takes the ball into the hole, puts it up, missed it, and drew the foul. Laura Marley, the guilty party that time. Laura's first, team's fourth. Two free throws coming up for Michelle Alexander of Nokomis. Game two, Litchfield-Carlinville, about 7:30 or so tonight here on FM 106. And on the internet through our friends at Network One Sports. Free throw by Alexander doesn't fall. Leaving the contest is Holly Crozier, the 6-foot junior. And checking back in, Cammie Kern for Athens. Lexi Waterman comes back in for Nokomis. And Nikki Finn will have a seat on the pines. Actually, it's probably fiberglass anymore, as the benches are not made of wood. Here's the next free throw. Good. 5 points for Alexander. And that makes it a 23-14 ball game. Out. Athens with the lead, and they throw the ball out of bounds. As Penrod got turned around on the inbound pass from Marley. And that's turnover number 10. Timeout on the floor. 6:42 to go first half. Athens 23. Nokomis 14. Back with more right after these messages.
Hi, this is Brad Voll with Shipman Elevator Company. We now have the ability for on-the-farm contact to address all of your grain marketing needs. Call us with any questions or to set up an appointment at 618-729-9009. 618-729-9009.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or DuraSupreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
You're listening to WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Michelle Alexander for three for the Lady Redskins. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Cammie Kern of Athens. 6.5 to go in the first half. A 23-14 lead for Athens. The Warriors with the basketball. Here's Penrod. Gets the ball to midcourt. Off to Andreasen, who drives down to the right elbow. Kicks it out to the left side. Now down low to Bishop, who forced the shot. Didn't get a good look at the basket. But now again, getting the ball is Kelsey Penrod. She happened to be in the right spot at the right time and got the basket to fall. I'll be darned. It wasn't the prettiest thing, but it worked. 25-14. Athens with the lead. And they steal the basketball from Alexander, who steals it right back. And Michelle goes in for the layup and gets it. Persistence paid off for Alexander. Skins cut the lead to 25-16. Athens with the ball, 5:50 to go first half. Here's Bishop taking the ball to the hole down the left lane. No good on the layup attempt. Here comes Alexander racing to the other end, puts up the layup, no good. Michelle Alexander's found that if she takes the ball to the hole, she's going to be at the free throw line a lot tonight. Found that time on Andreasen. That is her second, team's fifth. And Michelle Alexander to the charity stripe to shoot two for Nokomis. 5:40 to go first half. A 25-16 lead for Athens. Free throw is good by Michelle Alexander, who has 8 points tonight. That makes it 25-17. As leaving the game will be Michaelin Ishmael. And coming into the contest, Becca Robertson, a 5'6 freshman. Rebecca sees her first action tonight. Alexander's free throw attempt on the second attempt is good. She has 9. That makes it 25-18. So the Skins have cut the lead down to 7. And here comes the backcourt pressure. Dribbling between two plate people is Penrod. She gets the ball somehow to the front court off to Cammie Kern. Kern fires the ball back out front where Lexi Waterman steps in and makes the steal and gets hammered going in for the layup. And Lexi Waterman will be at the line to shoot two. And that foul called on Penrod of Athens, her first, team's sixth. And now Lexi Waterman to shoot two for Nokomis. Lexi's first shot good. She's got a nickel's worth tonight. That makes it 25-19. And coming out is Penrod. And coming back in is Kayla Whitcomb for Athens. Second free throw good by Waterman. She has a half a dozen. That makes it 25-20. So the Skins have crept back to within 5. Next scoreboard says 25-19. Okay, so now they say 25-20. So a 5-point advantage for Athens. Athens with the basketball. With the ball out front is Andreasen. Top of the key. They give it off to Marley. Back to Andreasen, left wing. Way out on the wing. Drives to the baseline. Gets cut off there. Tries to feed underneath to Cammie Kern. The ball knocked out of bounds off of Kern. Turnover number 13 by Athens. The Skins will get the ball back, trailing by a nickel's worth of 25-20. A little over 5 minutes to go first half. Ball comes into Robertson. Beckett gives it back to McLean. Angelique into the front court. Down to Alexander in the left corner. Michelle dribbles the ball back out towards the top of the key. As we mentioned, Nathan's in a man-to-man. Alexander with a 10-foot shot, no good. And now we've got a foul coming out. This is against Becca Robertson for being over the back. Becca's first, team's fourth, out of bounds for Athens in the backcourt. And coming back in, Holly Crozier for Athens, replacing Breanne Bishop. And Becca Robertson is out, and Allie Spinner back in for Nokomis. Athens gets the ball back, leading by a nickel's worth. Ball comes to midcourt, and stepping across the line is Lindy Andreasen. Back out front to Marley. Now they go to the high post, back out on the wing for three. Kern overshot everything, and it's off the legs of Andreasen out of bounds. 4.5 to go first half. Skins will get the ball back, trailing by 5. McLean will get the ball in to Spinner. Ahead to Riggs. It's a 3-on-2 for the Skins. Ellie's pass knocked away by Athens and knocked out of bounds. And the ball will belong to the Lady Redskins along the side of the stage. stateside here at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Riggs fires the ball into McLean. The ball knocked right back out of bounds by Kayla Whitcomb of Athens. Now here comes Nikki Finn. Nikki's going to come back in and replace Angelique McLean, the freshman. 4.5 to go, first half. Skins down by a Nicholsworth. They were down by 10 just moments ago. Here's Finn into the corner to Alexander. Michelle, long skip pass to Waterman. Lexi back out front to Nikki Finn near the right elbow. Nikki comes back out in between the circles. Off to Michelle Alexander. A low pass. Michelle had to dig it out. Alexander looks back out front to Allie Spinner. Spinner. Couple of dribbles out front. Back to Michelle Alexander. 4 minutes to go, first half. Skins down by 5. Have the ball. Finn, right side. Into the corner. Back to the elbow. They give it off to Spinner. Back to Finn. Nikki had to tip it to keep it in play. Nikki brings it back out to the top of the key. Skins reset. Finn picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Across it comes to Michelle Alexander. Alexander holds the ball over her head. Now walks it back out to the top of the key. Skins trying to be patient. Now a pass is picked off by Laura Marley. They feed down underneath the Kern. Her shot is up. No good. And a foul called against the Lady Redskins. So the Skins end up turning it over. And Athens will be at the line. Foul that time called on Ellie Riggs, her first, team's fifth. And it'll be Cammy Kern, the 5'9 sophomore, at the line to shoot two. 3.5 to go, first half. Free throw up, too long. Score remains Athens, 25, Nokomis 20. Kern has a unique style. She starts over on the left side of the free throw lane, then lines up in the middle, turns and shoots. And she makes this one. She's got six. And a six-point advantage now for the Warriors. 26-20. Skins inbound the basketball. Comes into Ellie Riggs. Riggs feeds it ahead to Alexander. The ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Redskins. No, they're going to give this one to Athens. Turnover number 10 by Nokomis. And the ball will go back to the Warriors, who are trying to increase that six-point advantage with a little under 3.5 to play. Ball goes into the lane, and now the Lady Redskins pick up the errant pass as Allie Spinner comes up with it. Feeds ahead to Alexander in the front court. Michelle back to the top of the key as the Skins set up the offense. Alexander picked up her dribble. Now she's trapped out front. Fires it off to the right side to Nikki Finn. Back out front to Lexi Waterman, and back out to Alexander. Left baseline. Finn drives into the lane, puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound. Good job of rebounding by Laura Marley for Athens. Out it comes to Whitcomb. A long pass down the floor off of Andreas in and out of bounds. Turnover number 15 by Athens. Here comes Breanne Bishop back in, replacing Andreasen for Athens. 26-20, Athens with the lead. Nokomis will get the ball back. A little under 3 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Ball comes in to Allie Spinner. Knocked away. Big scramble for it. Hot potato, hot potato. Who's got it? It's a jump ball. It's going to belong to Nokomis. A break for the Lady Redskins as they will get the ball in the backcourt following the held ball. And Riggs pass in is knocked right back out by Ethan. Not a whole lot of room to operate along the sidelines, like most high school gymnasiums. And Riggs, a bounce pass, is kicked by Ethan, so we'll try it again. A six-point lead for Athens, 26-20. 2:47 to go, first half. Nokomis gets it into Lexi Waterman in the backcourt. Lexi will bring the ball into the front court for the Lady Redskins. Into the right corner to Michelle Alexander, and hits Nikki Finn down near the top of the key. Now here's Waterman into the right corner to Allie Spinner. Allie, one dribble. Looks for help underneath Waterman. Quick turnaround shot. Missed it. Rebound on the weak side by Cammy Kern for Athens. Kern picks up her dribble, fires it across to Marley. Ahead it comes to Kayla Whitcomb. Her shot from the wing, no good. And the rebound picked up off the floor by Nokomis. Skins down by 6, have the ball. A little over 2 minutes to go, first half. Waterman from the wing from 17, no good. Rebound Riggs. Ellie shot blocked in there by Cammy Kern. Kern's going to get the foul. It's going to be her second. Team 7th, two free throws for Ellie Riggs of Nokomis. 2 minutes exactly to go in this first half of play. Girls doubleheader tonight here on FM 106. And the free throw From Ellie Riggs, nothing but net. Ellie's first point tonight, 26-21. Skins have cut the lead to 5. Spinner is out. Ishmael back in. And coming in for Athens will be Kelsey Penrod replacing Laura Marley. It may have slipped somebody else in there that I didn't see a while ago. Here's the next toss by Riggs. In and out, no good. Rebound battle for, lost out of bounds. Off the fingertips. Off the fingertips of Breanne Bishop. So the Skins catch a break. They'll get it on their own baseline with 2 minutes to go in the first half, trailing by 5. Into the corner to Waterman, right side. Skip pass back to Alexander, left side. Drives the baseline, puts it up, no good. Gets a rebound, a put back, no good. Rebound by Bishop for Ethan. Breanne gets the ball back out to Kayla Whitcomb. Whitcomb walks the ball across midcourt, a bounce pass to Penrod. They give it across to Crozier. Now on the baseline, the shot good by Andreasen from about 8 feet away. Andreasen hits one from the right baseline, and Athens now has a 28-21 lead with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Waterman out front with it. Off to the right side to Nikki Finn. Give and go back to Lexi. Off the glass, no good, and a foul over the back on Michaelin Ishmael. Her second, team sixth, out of bounds for Athens in the backcourt. Off the bench comes Marina Dodson, a 5'11 junior. She's going to come in and replace Michaelin Ishmael. So Athens to inbound the ball with 80 seconds to go, first half, leading by 7, 28-21. Now the Redskins have Andreasen trapped. She gets the ball back to midcourt, driving down the lane, banging it off the glass. Whitcomb, the shot, no good. Loose out front. The ball pops into the hands of Nokomis in the person of Michelle Alexander. Less than a minute to play in the first half. Skins with the ball down by 7. Alexander off to Nikki Finn. Looks for a cutter. Nikki gives it back out front to Dodson. Marina back out to Ellie Riggs, 45 seconds in counting. Back across to Alexander. Top of the key to Nikki Finn. Nikki, couple of dribbles. Back to Marina Dodson. Dodson looks inside to Finn, but throws the ball right into the hands of one of the Warriors. In fact, it's into the hands of Kelsey Penrod. Penrod feeds on the baseline, hands it right back to Ellie Riggs. So the Skins have it with 20 seconds to go in the first half, trailing 28-21. Here's Alexander out front with it. Off to Nikki Finn. Finn back out front to Waterman. Here's Dodson with 10 seconds. Back out to Riggs. Ellie gives it back to Alexander with 5. How about a long NBA 3? No good. 2 seconds to go. 1 second. That's it. And at halftime, game one from the Litchfield tournament. It's Athens 28, Nokomis 21. We'll come back with some halftime stuff right after these messages.
It's football season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed health care professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent health care close to home. Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
At Weston Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At West End, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at West End Food Mart in Raymond.
WSMI, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
We are back at halftime at the Litchfield Girls Thanksgiving Tournament. Game number one tonight on this final night of play. And at halftime, Athens with a 28-21 lead over Nokomis, as both of these teams are looking for their first victory in the tournament this week. Litchfield coach Bob Allen has joined me here at halftime. And, Bob, you guys, as you mentioned this morning, off to a great start this year. And you went through some growing pains last year, and those growing pains paid off, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, those growing pains paid off a lot. We ended up still having a .500 season last year, but we'd be so inconsistent. We played really good one night, and it could be two nights later, and we'd look like a totally different team. But when all those people come back, it makes for some very good consistency. And when you have your starting five back like that, it makes for a real good start. And we've jumped off to a real good start, scoring over 70 points a game. And my two big girls, Shelby Smith and Kelsey Goin, have just been fantastic. And then the surrounding cast, we've been going 11, 12 deep every night and really not noticing a big difference on the floor.
How many 2A schools can go 11 deep? Not many.
Not many, but, you know, we just happen to have that luxury right now, and hopefully for the next couple of years it'll be that way.
But, you know, Bob, this has been part of the plan all along. I mean, you've been involved with the junior high program for a long time, the high school program for a long time, and things have fallen into place now. And you know, you're seeing success at the high school level, obviously success at the junior high level, and that's what it takes. You got to have consistency through the program. People say, oh, look at Southwestern. Well, you know, that program has been in place for years, and that's how you build winning programs.
Right, and that was the sole goal when I came over here as coaching in the junior high and at the high school level. It takes up a lot of time, takes a lot of time away from my family, but it's really starting to pay off right now. And I enjoy it still. And you know, 4 or 5 years down the road, we'll see where I'm at after 25 years of coaching. But right now, it's still fun. And my wife and son are always here to support me. So we're together here probably more than we are at home.
One neat thing about you, Bob, is you got a wife who's a coach, and man, you can pick her brain, and she's a pretty good coach, and so she'll probably tell you like it is.
Oh yeah, she never holds back, actually. And you know, even if we have, you know, last night we actually ended up winning by 18 points, but she wanted to tell me, you know, everything we did wrong in the first half. But
that's a luxury, right? Isn't it?
Oh, it's a
really
great
is.
Luxury, honestly. It is. I mean, because if you don't have a sounding board, you know, the stress can get to you and everything else. And you know, my lifestyle now demands a lot less stress and a lot more easygoing personality. But I still get into the games and coach the way I want to coach without being as active as I was. And as long as I can accomplish that, I think we're going to be okay.
And once you have young people, high school athletes, and basically your job is an educator, just on a different classroom, once they buy into it, holy cow, boy, you can really see the benefits of all this preparation and all this work in the years past, and the kids have bought into it here at Litchfield.
And that's exactly what's happened. We, Coach Corso and I, were looking around practice the other day, and we looked at each other and go, you know, this is the first time that we've got 20 basketball players in this gym, not 10 soccer players who play basketball and 5 softball players who play basketball, but they're 20 basketball players, and it gives us a real good look in practice, which really helps us prepare for games.
And small schools oftentimes have to have those other athletes. I mean, borrow from other sports where the players will excel at other sports and are good athletes and can fill a role. But, boy, when you have basketball players playing basketball, oh, man.
Right. It makes for a very competitive practice, and you can just see the difference in practice. Mm-hmm. It's fun to come to practice because the girls are competing each other, and they know there's somebody breathing down their neck for a spot. And it makes practice a lot different than it has been in the past when – the starters know, even their spot's not sure, and that helps a lot going a long way, especially preparing for the next day's opponent or, you know, what may happen on down the road.
Plus, with a couple of big gals like Kelsey Goin and Shelby Smith, holy mackerel. I don't know how anybody would stop those two. Not, you may stop one, but can you stop both?
Right, and that's our biggest thing. And the nice thing about that is there's only 11 next to their name, so they'll be back again next year. You know, Kelsey, last night, she had 2 fouls real quick, didn't even play in the second quarter, had 5 points first half, but then came out and scored 23 points in the second half. While Shelby was consistent throughout the game and ended up with 20 herself. And, you know, you're spot on with what you said. Can you stop both of them? And it's hard to match up with both of them, mostly because Shelby is not just a post player. You know, she plays anywhere we want to on the floor, and it really makes a tough matchup. And Kelsey and Shelby both played AAU ball for Coach Meade, who coaches at Robert Morris, played AAU ball with him this summer, and it's helped them immensely. And I really credit part of that and part of their work ethic with how they are right now. And Kelsey's come such a long way. I mean, when she was in seventh grade, she was a tall, gangly person who came off the bench.
Arms would go one way and legs the other way. Yeah.
She used her five fouls and then she started a few games her eighth grade year, and then she just started to grow into it. And then by last year, sophomore year, she was our leading scorer. So that's why you stick with the game.
Axiom is true. Basketball players are made in the summertime, aren't they?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And with the way things are going here, we're going to change our summer schedule a little bit and go try to find some places where we're going to see teams that honestly can beat the crap out of it.
Right, right.
So
that's how you get better.
That's the only way to get better. And with what we got coming up through the eighth grade system and what we got left coming back next year, we're going to need to do that to stay up with the Painters and the Southwesterns and those teams and be mentioned in the same breath to even, that's our goal is – sometime in the next 5 years, win the South Central Conference and be mentioned in the same breath with JR's team and Steve's team. And Southwestern always amazes me. I mean, it doesn't matter what he has over there. He ends up making 20 wins in a regional championship every year, and he's just a wonderful coach. And, to be mentioned along with those teams here in the next 4 or 5 years would be great.
Bobby, keep up the good work, my friend. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck, continued success with the Lady Panthers. I think you're onto something good, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob Allen, the coach of the Lady Panthers. We'll see them in game number two tonight as they take on the Lady Cavaliers of Carlinville in what turns out to be the championship game of this Litchfield Thanksgiving tournament. Here at the half, a 28-21 lead for Athens. We'll come back with third quarter action right after this.
UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis, open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
You're listening to America's high school sports leader, WSMI.
Back at Litchfield High School, here we go, third quarter action. Athens with a 7-point lead and the basketball as we begin play. Kayla Whitcomb back across to the left side to Laura Marley, back to Whitcomb at the point. They swing the ball back to Marley. Looks like they're in a defense or an offense which is going to try and spread the floor a little bit and pull that Nokomis defense out. See if the Redskins fight at the bait. There's a bounce pass into the lane. Off to Holly Crozier. They kick it back out. A three-pointer good. Well, that worked to perfection. Whitcomb hits her third tray of the night. She's got 9. And it's a 10-point advantage now for Athens, 31-21. We're 40 seconds into the third quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. There's Ellie Riggs with the ball out front. Around to Nikki Finn. Nikki looks inside for Allie Spinner. Couple of dribbles. Now hits Spinner down on the low block. Allie gets cut off. Feeds back to Finn. Nikki couldn't hold on to it. It's out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Redskins, off the fingertips, I believe, of Kayla Whitcomb of Athens. So the Skins will inbound the basketball as Alexander will get the ball into Lexi Waterman. Lexi drives the lane, lost the handle on it, but a reach-in foul, probably against Laura Marley. Yep, and for Laura, that's going to be her second. Team's first this half. As the Skins will inbound on the baseline again, trailing by 10. Ball comes into Nikki Finn, puts up the quick 10-foot shot, no good. Rebound battle for, and Athens comes out with it. That's Kern. And now her outlet pass tipped out of bounds by Nikki Finn. So Athens will get the ball in the backcourt. Sitting down to my right side, Rochelle Reineke, Janet Fester, and Terry Matthews, all members of the state tournament team for the Lady Redskins back in 98-99. Of course, their buddy Bonnie Brown back, the assistant coach on that team as well. So the Lady Redskins are represented by, I guess, basketball royalty, you could say, tonight. And there's a steal by Michelle Alexander. And she goes in for the layup and is fouled. And a foul that time on Laura Marley. That's Laura's third, team second, and Alexander to the charity stripe to shoot two. Skins were 9 of 13 from the line in that first half. Free throw up and free throw good. 10 points from Michelle Alexander. Here comes Breanne Bishop back in for the Athens Warriors. She will replace Laura Marley. And Grandpa Chick Bishop down there watching Breanne as she plays. for the eighth and Warrior. Second toss good. 11 points for Alexander. 31-23. Athens with an 8-point lead. And the basketball. Kern with it. Duck. She used up her dribble. Had to wait for some help from Whitcomb. Now the ball stolen. Alexander layup good. Alexander with a baker's dozen. And just like that, the 10-point lead has been shrunk to 6. And timeout on the floor. 6:34 to go. Third quarter. Your score. Athens 31. Nokomis 25. Back with more right after these messages.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Roby Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubby Hole in Carlinville. Promote your business all over town with custom truck lettering and designs, or promote your event with a custom banner. We can create custom signs, banners, truck lettering, and magnetic signs using computerized vinyl lettering. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
WSMI AM and FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Athens to inbound the basketball. They get the ball in to Andreasen, who gives it right back to Cammy Kern as the Redskins really come with some hard pressure. Here's Andreasen into the front court for Athens to the top of the key. Gives the ball back out to Kayla Whitcomb. They go inside the lane to Holly Crozier, and she puts the shot up, and it goes out of bounds. And the official from the wing says it was tipped. That's why the shot didn't end up anywhere near the basket. So it does belong to Athens. That's a good call by the official. So the Warriors inbound on the baseline. Bishop, a bounce pass back out to Kern. It's knocked down. Big scramble for it on the sidelines, and who's got it? They're going to call a jump ball, and this is going to give the ball to Nokomis. So that ends up being the 18th turnover for Athens. Skins trailing by a half a dozen, 31-25, and we'll get the basketball back with 6:11 to go, third quarter. Here's Ellie Riggs into the front court. Off to Michelle Alexander outside the arc. Michelle, a couple of dribbles. Looks for some help in the person of Nikki Finn. Nikki out, way out along the sideline. Back to Waterman. Michelle, deep in the corner for the three ball. Around and out, no good. Loose on the floor. Kern comes out on the dribble for Athens. Backs into the corner. The ball tipped away now by Ellie Riggs, and Ellie comes up with it. And her pass back to Michelle Alexander, knocked out of bounds by Breanne Bishop of Athens. So the Redskins will get the ball in the backcourt. 5:43 to go, third quarter. Skins are trailing 31-25. Ball comes into Ellie Riggs. Ellie on the dribble. Back to Lexi Waterman. Lexi into the front court. Back to Alexander. Top of the key, Ellie Riggs. Looks for a cutter. There's Nikki Finn outside the arc. Top of the key. Feeds off to Waterman in the lane. Lexi double team. Kicks it out to the wing to Spinner. And Ellie is tripped up. Hits the floor hard, but she's called for traveling before she did that. And that's turnover number 12 by Nokomis. Out of bounds for Athens in the backcourt. Ball comes in to Whitcomb. Back across now to Andreasen. Back to Whitcomb. She'll bring it into the front court. A long pass to Breanne Bishop. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover number 20 by Athens. 20 turnovers by the Warriors. And boy, those start catching up to you late in the contest. Athens with a 6-point lead. Nokomis with the ball. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Here's Waterman into the front court. Lexi. Top of the key for the Lady Redskins. Off to Nikki Finn. Nikki drives the baseline, gets cut off, and has her shot blocked in there by Holly Crozier. Crozier comes out with a long pass down the middle of the floor, and it's stolen back by Michelle Alexander. A behind-the-back dribble at midcourt, gets around the defender, off to Waterman. Shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound Nikki Finn. Out to Ellie Riggs, and the Skins reset. A 6-point lead for Athens. Nokomis with the basketball. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Finn. Back out front to Allie Spinner. Gives it around to Michelle Alexander. Alexander hits Riggs down low. Ellie off the glass and in. That was a terrific pass and a good basket from Ellie Riggs. He's got three, and it's like that. It's a four-point game, 31-27. And now the Redskins force the turnover at midcourt. A breakaway for Lexi Waterman, and she couldn't catch up to it. The pass was thrown just a little bit ahead of Lexi Waterman from Nikki Finn, I believe. And Lexi just couldn't quite catch up to it. That could have made it a two-point game. As it stands, a four-point lead for Athens. 4:14 to go, third quarter, into the front court. A pass to the lane, knocked out of bounds by Michelle Alexander, as Athens did a good job of getting around that Nokomis pressure that time. Warriors inbound the ball on the baseline. Trigger man will be Kayla Whitcomb, and now we've got a foul called against Athens. And this foul is going to be against Breanne Bishop. That's going to be her first, team's third. That'll go down as turnover 23 by Athens. 4:09 to go, third quarter. Skins get the ball back, down by four. Here's Riggs into the front court to Alexander. Michelle, right side on top of the arc, drives the baseline. Feeds it off to Riggs. Ellie from 10. Good! Ellie Riggs with her second bucket of the quarter. She's got five, and looky there, it's a two-point game, 31-29. Athens with the lead in the ball. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Now a reach and foul in the backcourt against Lexi Waterman. 60 feet away from the basket. Foul number one on Lexi. Team foul number one. Out of bounds for Athens in the backcourt. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Warriors with a two-point lead in the basketball. Here's Kern with it. Back across it comes to Whitcomb. Back to Kern into the front court. And she's called for traveling. Nokomis defenders had her trapped along the Coffin corner, and she took a step before dribbling. And a bucket here by the Redskins could tie it up. A three ball would give them the lead. Here's Waterman into the front court. Has some trouble, falls down, gets the ball away to Riggs, but Ellie couldn't catch up to it. So Athens comes out with it. Nokomis turns it over for the 15th time, and now the ball knocked out of bounds as the pass from Whitcomb out front tipped out of bounds by... No, they're going to give it... Yeah, they're going to give it back to Athens. Michelle Alexander, they say, tipped it out of bounds. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Athens leading by two, 31-29. Athens with the ball. Whitcomb around to Kern. Kern gives it back out front to Whitcomb at the top of the key. Flashing the left side, Andreasen trying to get open. Here's Kern driving the baseline and a blocking foul on Ellie Riggs. That'll be Ellie's second, team second, out of bounds for Athens on the baseline. A 31-29 lead for the Warriors, clad in their green and black uniform side. Bounce pass right inside to Andreasen. She misses the bank shot from about 6 feet away, but drew the foul. Now that time on Allie Spinner. That's her second, team's third. This will put Andreasen at the line to shoot two for Athens. There go the Lady Cavaliers down to the locker room, and they will get ready for their battle against Litchfield tonight. Free throw by Andreasen, no good. So Lindy will get the back end of two. Score remains 31-29 in favor of Athens with 3:11 to go in this third quarter. And the next toss by Andreasen, good. She has three tonight, and it's a three-point advantage for Athens at 32-29. Skins with the basketball. Nokomis next to Lexi Waterman into the front court. 3 minutes to go. Here's Michelle Alexander. Top of the key as we are less than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter here in this Litchfield tournament game. Here's Alexander. Oh, what a great dish off to Allie Spinner in the layup. Good. Alexander the assist. Spinner's first bucket tonight, 32-31. Athens with the lead in the ball, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Kern in the backcourt. Gives the ball off to Whitcomb, trapped in the Coffin corner. A pass back to Kern at midcourt, almost knocked away by Alexander. Kern will drive the baseline, bank it off the glass, and what a terrific move by Cammy Kern. She's got eight tonight, 34-31. Athens by three, 2.5 to play, and now Ellie Riggs with a pass down the floor, out of the reach of her teammate, Nikki Finn. Turnover number 16 by Nokomis. Ball will go back to Athens. Warriors 34, Lady Redskins 31. Athens with the lead in the ball, 2:15 to go, third quarter. Kern to Whitcomb into the front court for the Warriors. From the left elbow with a jump shot, doesn't go. Kern tips it to the side, keeps it in play momentarily. Big scramble for the ball, jump ball. Should belong to Athens, I believe. Yep. Here comes Angelique McLean off the bench. The 5'3" or 5'4" freshman. And Nikki Finn will come out for Nokomis. Nathan to inbound on the baseline. Bounce pass inside to Andreasen and a holding foul on Allie Spinner. Spinner will get her third. Team's fourth, out of bounds for Athens again. 2:03 to go, third quarter. They post one player at each corner of the lane, and the Warriors do. Inbound on the right sideline. Off to Andreasen, into the corner, Whitcomb for three. Wow, she buried one from deep in the corner. She's got a dozen tonight, all on three-pointers. 37-31, and the Redskins have got the lead down to one, and just like that, it's back to a six-point advantage for Nokomis. Play was stopped as the net got caught up on the rim following that basket. So the Redskins use that opportunity to make a substitution as McCaylin Ishmael comes in. So the Skins, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, find themselves down by a half a dozen. They have the basketball. Is Alexander with the ball. Michelle on the dribble out front. Gives it off to Lexi Waterman, and now a five-second count against the Redskins. The ball will go back to Ethan. And at 45 to go, third quarter, Warriors have led throughout. Pass into the front court, out of the reach of the Warriors, and Ellie Riggs comes up with it for Nokomis. Here's Alexander driving down the lane. Her pass misfires. Riggs gets it back, gives to Alexander, back to Riggs, and now taken away by Athens. Athens with a breakaway, down to Bishop, and Breanne foul from behind by Ishmael. She'll get a couple. McCaylin Ishmael gets her third personal, 15 foul, and Breanne Bishop will be at the line to shoot two for the Warriors. 78 seconds to go, third quarter. Athens 37, Nokomis 31. And the free throw by Bishop is banked off the glass and in. 8 points for Breanne. It makes it 38-31, so the Athens lead up to seven. Ishmael out, and Marina Dodson back in for Nokomis. And Bishop will try and give the Warriors an 8-point advantage. See if he banks this one in. Just about did. But it spins out, and the rebound pulled down by Ellie Riggs of Nokomis. A long pass into the front court to Alexander. Alexander at the top of the key. Around to the right side, off to McLean. Angelique drives to the top of the key, off to Marina Dodson. Off to Michelle Alexander, drives the baseline, puts it up, no good. Tipped out, who's got it? Tipped aside, going to belong to Nokomis. I think it came off the fingertips of Kayla Whitcomb of Athens. Less than a minute to go, third quarter. Skins are trailing, 38-31, will get the ball back. Out front to Waterman. Her pass to the side deflected away. McLean picks it up, tries to cut underneath for the layup and can't get it. And now Cammy Kern tied up underneath by Marina Dodson. Dodson kind of had a headlock on her. Dodson's first foul, 16 foul, still out of bounds for Athens. Warriors lead 38-31. It was 32-31 at one time. But the Warriors have increased their lead, 45 seconds to go in the third period, as they break the Nokomis press. Into the front court, Andreasen down inside the lane. And a foul on the floor against Ellie Riggs of Nokomis. That's Ellie's third, team seventh. So now the 1-1 kicks in. And I believe they're going to have Holly Crozier at the line. Yep, Holly will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 bonus. 38 seconds to go, third period. 38-31 in favor of Athens. And Holly Crozier, the 6-foot junior, at the line with a 1-1 bonus. Lines it up, puts it up, and short. Rebound, Marina Dodson. And she is bumped from behind, I believe, by Cammy Kern. And Kern will get her third for Athens. Team's fourth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. Off the bench, who do we have? Well, Ellie Riggs is out. And Becca Robertson in for Nokomis. Kern is out for Athens, and Kelsey Penrod is in for Athens. Nokomis to inbound the basketball, trailing 38-31. Here's Dodson with it. Half a minute to play, or just about a half a minute to play. Alexander will walk the ball across midcourt. Hands it off on the wing to McLean. Angelique back out front to Marina Dodson. Here's Alexander, drives baseline, puts up the 10-footer good. Michelle Alexander with 15 points, 38-33. The lead cut to 5. Skins knock it out of bounds on the inbounds pass. And now the Skins will come with pressure in the backcourt. Athens leads by 5 as we wind down the last 14 seconds of the third quarter. As the Warriors get the ball inbounds, here's Bishop at midcourt, across the midcourt stripe. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass back out front to Penrod into the corner. And the ball lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Andreasen. And that's turnover number 26 by Athens. So with 1.8 seconds to go in the third quarter, Skins get it back, trailing by 5. They roll it in, picked up by Alexander. She'll not get the shot away. After three quarters of play, your score, Athens 38, Nokomis 33. Back with more in 60 seconds.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
This is WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Well, here we go, boys and girls, into the final quarter in this final night of tournament play at Litchfield. A 38-33 lead for Athens. Nokomis with a basketball as we begin the fourth quarter play as Lexi Waterman has it out front. Around to the right side to Michelle Alexander, down to Riggs. Ellie posting up down low, forces the shot, it's blocked away. And fortunately for Riggs, off the hands of Penrod, out of bounds. So the Skins will get it on the baseline. Trigger man is Alexander, tries to get it into Nikki Finn. The pass is knocked away and now loose underneath, and her body's on the floor. And I believe the foul's going to be on Michelle Alexander of Nokomis. That's going to be her first, team's eighth. So we'll walk to the other end of the floor, and Kelsey Penrod will be at the line to shoot the 1-1. A 5-point advantage for the Warriors. 38-33 with 7:46 to go in this game. Free throw is up and missed everything. That's a violation, and ball goes back to Nokomis. You got to hit it. At least hit the rim. There we go. Ball comes into Alexander for the Lady Redskins. Back to Nikki Finn. Nikki into the front court. Down to Ellie Riggs. Ellie takes the ball to the hole. Puts it up. Missed it from right underneath. The ball out of bounds. A nice effort by Marina Dodson to try able to do so. And Dodson is out. Allie Spinner back in for Nokomis. And it looks like Penrod is out. And Jessica Marley, a 5'6 junior, is in for Athens. So we've got the other Marley girl, Jessica, in the lineup now. Here's Witka into the backcourt to Andreasen. And Andreasen threw a little head fake before putting the ball on the floor and traveled with it. That's turnover number 27 by the Warriors. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. Ball comes into Waterman in the backcourt. Every team that Nokomis will play this year will be bigger than they are. They are not very big this season, but they are a scrappy bunch. Here's Lexi Waterman from 15, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Andreasen, who did a good job of blocking out that time. As the Redskins make the steal now, as Michelle Alexander off to the right side through the hands of Nikki Finn and out of bounds. Turnover number 19. So Athens will get the ball in the backcourt, leading by a Nicholsworth, and now the Redskins with the steal, but they say they kicked the ball as Waterman kicked the ball away, and it's going to be a violation, and it'll belong to Athens. And off the bench comes Laura Marley, and Laura's going to replace Jessica Marley. So the senior is in for the junior. As the Warriors are enjoying a five-point advantage and have the basketball with 7 minutes to go in this game. Into the front court. Here's Andreasen along the right sideline. Back out front to Witka. She picked up her dribble. Needs some help. Out to Laura Marley. Now to the free throw line area. Out to Whitcomb. 4-3. No good. Rebound battle for. Who's going to come up with it? It's loose on the floor. Out of bounds. It's going to belong, I think, to Nokomis. I think the last touch that time was Holly Crozier from Athens. Yep. So the ball will go back to the Lady Redskins. And here comes Athens with that man-to-man press from end to end. Here's Nikki Finn to midcourt. Into the front court. Has it knocked away. It's out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Athens 38, Nokomis 33. As Michelle Alexander inbounds the ball to Waterman. Lexi around to Nikki Finn, who lost the handle on it for a moment, gets it back. Brings it back out to the top of the key, off to Waterman. Lexi drives the baseline, pulls it up, overshot everything. It's loose on the far side. Into the corner, Andreasen picks up for Athens, and now she is fouled in the backcourt by Lexi Waterman. Waterman will get her second, team's ninth. 1-1 for Lindy Andreasen. And coming off the bench for Nokomis, Angelique McClain, going to replace Nikki Finn. And it looks like Andreasen will come to the sideline. I thought she was the one fouled. Apparently, it's Kayla Whitcomb. So Whitcomb will shoot the 1-1, and she gets it. And Whitcomb with a baker's dozen tonight makes it 39-33, so it's a six-point advantage for Athens with 6:15 to go in the contest. And Kayla Whitcomb, the 5'7 sophomore, hits the second one. She's got 14 points. And it's 40-33, back to a seven-point advantage for Athens. Nokomis with the ball. Allie Spinner into the front court. Fires it back out to Lexi Waterman. Waterman back around to Alexander. Top of the key to Ellie Riggs. Waterman open from the left corner from 15, no good. Rebound by McClain, tries to clear the ball out right into the hands of Andreasen. So here come the Warriors with a basketball and a 7-point lead with 5:50 to go in the ball game. Into the right corner to Breanne Bishop. Back out front to Marley, tipped into the backcourt. Alexander with the steal for Nokomis and the layup good. Michelle Alexander with 17 points. 40-35. Redskins still hanging around. Here's a tip in the backcourt by Lexi Waterman. Forces the tie-up. And the ball will belong to Athens. 5:26 to go in this game. The Warriors lead by a nickel's worth, 40-35. We're glad you've tuned in tonight here on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the sports voice of Mid-Illinois. I'm Terry Tote from the Litchfield Girls Thanksgiving Tournament. It's Nokomis and Athens doing battle in our first game of two tonight. Litchfield Carlinville coming up for the championship at about 7:30 or so. It's a 5-point Athens lead. Into the lane goes Andreasen on the drive and a hand check foul on Allie Spinner of Nokomis. That's her fourth, team's tenth, and now it's two free throws. As Lindy Andreasen will shoot two for the Athens Warriors. And the free throw is up, and it's too long. Score remains Athens 40, Nokomis 35. Spinner is out, and Ishmael back in for Nokomis. Looks like Bishop is out for Athens, and back in is Cammy Kern. Jay Hereford, the head coach of Athens. Boy, he walks the sidelines a lot. He's got a lot of energy down there. Here's a free throw. Good by Andreasen. She has 4 points tonight. 41-35, a six-point lead for the Warriors. 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Alexander from end to end. Dumps the ball off to Ishmael. 10-foot shot doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Laura Marley for Athens. She ends it out to Kayla Whitcomb. And Whitcomb called for double dribble. She tried to go around two wide shirts. And gets called for a double dribble. Turnover number 30. Number 30 for Athens. Ball will go back to Nokomis. Down by six. 4:49 to go in the game. Skins with the basketball. Out front with it, Alexander. Around to the near side to McLean. Top of the key to Ellie Riggs. Riggs back to Michelle Alexander. Alexander looks for the cutter. Instead comes back out to Waterman down the lane. Lexi is fouled. And this foul, I believe, will be on Laura Marley. Marley will get her fourth. Team's fifth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. Skins trailing by six with 4.5 to go in the contest. Ball comes in to McLean, who drives, puts it up, missed it. And it is fouled. She'll be at the line for two. And this foul called against Whitcomb. And for Kayla, that's going to be her third to team six. Meanwhile, Angelique McLean at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. Skins trail by a half a dozen, 41-35. Free throw by McLean is good. 41-36. Cuts the lead to Nicholsworth. Bishop back in, and Marley out for Athens. And the next toss. By the way, Casey Spears of Nokomis is one of the assistant coaches for Athens. Good to see Casey tonight. Second free throw missed. As Athens with a basketball. Into the front court. Whitcomb out near midcourt on the dribble. Off to the left side. A bounce pass to Andreasen. Lindy gets double teamed. Back to Whitcomb. Whitcomb had a pretty good night from behind the three-point arc. She's got the ball now. Now a long skip pass over to Cammie Colonel on the right sideline. Cammie drives to the baseline, gets double teamed in the corner, and now lost the handle on the ball, and it's going to belong to Nokomis. I think she tried to bounce it off the legs of one of the Redskins and actually bounced it on the out-of-bounds line. So Nokomis will get the basketball back. Skins trail by five. 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's Waterman down the lane. Feeds off to Riggs. Ellie puts it up and no good. Rebound, Cammie Kern for Athens. Athens, Kern to Whitcomb. Back to Kern into the front court. And now falling down, Bishop is tied up. Jump ball. As the Redskins come up with the steal, they're going to get it on the held ball anyway. I'm sure Coach Rochelle McDowell would like to have had that held ball, that alternate possession in her hip pocket for maybe a use later on in the game. Skins down by a Nicholsworth, 3.5 to play. Here's Waterman driving down the lane and a foul. Foul against Athens, and that goes against Breanne Bishop. Her second, team's seventh. So this will be the 1-1 now. For Lexi Waterman of Nokomis. Skins trail by Nicholsworth with 3:26 to play in the game. Free throw by Waterman, no good. Ball on the floor, chase to the sideline, and a pushing foul on Ellie Riggs. Riggs gets her fourth, and Athens will have a couple of free throws coming in the person of Holly Crozier. Crozier, the 6-foot junior, at the line. 41 for Athens, 36 for Nokomis. 3:24 to go in this contest. Both of these teams looking for their first win of the week. Free throw by Crozier, no good. Stays a 5-point ball game. Next toss by Crozier is up. And this one is around and out. Rebound Ellie Riggs for Nokomis. Ahead to McLean into the front court. Down the lane she goes. Off to the wing. Alexander for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bishop. Here comes a two-on-two. Breanne Bishop down the lane. Stop. Pop. Puts it up. No good, but she travels. Turnover number 33 by Ethan. So with 3:09 to go in the game, the ball goes back to Nokomis. Skins trail 41-36. Here's Michelle Alexander with the basketball into the front court. Alexander off to the right side. Off to McLean. Bounce pass to Ishmael. Alexander with a head fake. Drives in. Call for steps. Turnover number 20 by Nokomis. Place is filling up nicely for the Carlinville-Litchfield matchup coming up in our second game of the doubleheader tonight. Athens inbounds the ball in the backcourt, up by five, 2:50 to go in the game. Into the front court comes Lindy Andreasen along the left sideline. She's double-teamed, throws the ball right into the hands of Michaela Ishmael. McKaylin feet down, underneath, layup, good, bye. The Lady Redskins, Michelle Alexander, and she gets the basket to fall and will get the free throw. Now that time is on Whitcomb. That's going to be her fourth, team's eighth. Count the basket by Michelle Alexander. She's got 19 tonight. That makes it 41-38. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Michelle Alexander. 2:38 to go in this game. Free throw up, free throw good! 20 points for Michelle, 41-39, and the Skins are back to within two. They've been there before tonight, but haven't been able to get over the hump. And now Alexander with the steal in the backcourt, goes in for the tie and missed the shot. That was fouled by Cammy Kern. Kern will get her fourth personal foul. That was the 34th turnover of the night for Ethan. Two free throws coming up for Nokomis. And the person of Michelle Alexander, first one is good. Michelle with 21 points, 41-40. Skins have cut the lead to one. Kern is out. Laura Marley back in for Athens. And Alexander will try to tie this game up for the Lady Redskins with 2.5 minutes to go in the contest. Free throw is on the money. 22 for Alexander. We're tied at 41. Athens to inbound the basketball. Here's Wicken. Has the ball stolen. Feet underneath McLean. Good! McLean has given the Lady Redskins a two-point lead on a nifty steal by Michelle Alexander. She fed across to McLean underneath on the baseline, and now the Redskins have a 43-41 lead. 2:24 to go in the game. We'll come back with more from the Litchfield Tournament in 60 seconds.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Holidays usually mean lots of food. If you're watching your weight, it's hard to indulge. But with farmer-owned Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese, yogurt, and sour cream, you can lower your fat and calorie intake, but maintain the pure dairy quality. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the square in Verdun is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the square in Verdun.
You're listening to WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
On the Lady Redskins of... gain the lead at 43-41 as Athens inbounds the basketball amidst backcourt pressure. It comes to midcourt to Breanne Bishop, who threw a head fake and traveled with the basketball. Turnover 36 by Athens. Skins get the ball back in the backcourt, leading by two with 2:18 to go in the game. Ball comes into Michelle Alexander, who has 22 points on the evening. Ball poked into the backcourt by Whitcomb, or by Andreasen, rather. And Alexander chases it down. Here's McLean. Out front to McKaylin Ishmael. Off to Michelle Alexander. Into Riggs. Ellie down the lane. Puts it up. Got too far underneath. Rebound pulled down by Holly Crozier. Athens comes back. And now Alexander on the steal. Michelle down the lane. Puts it up and drew the foul. Foul that time is going to be on Whitcomb, and that could be her fifth. And that is the case. Kayla Whitcomb, their three-point specialist, will foul out of the game with a minute 52 to go. Coming back in, Cammy Kern for Ethan. Breanne Bishop is coming out as well. And Kelsey Penrod will come in. Meanwhile, Michelle Alexander at the line to shoot two. Skins lead by two. Alexander with a minute 52 showing on the clock. Hits the free throw. She's got 23 tonight. And the Skins lead 44-41. The Skins have just hung around all night long. Next free throw missed. Ball out of bounds. It belongs to Nokomis. Redskins have outscored Athens 11-3 here in this fourth quarter. Lead 44-41. Will inbound on the baseline. Into McLean's going to pop the three ball. Overshot everything. Kern gets it on the weak side, and back comes Athens. They could tie it with a three ball. 100 seconds to go in this game. Athens now down by three with a basketball. Kern, a long pass into the stands. As she tried to whip it across the floor, it ends up in the stands. And the ball will go back to Nokomis with a minute 35 to go in the game. Skins leading by three. Will get the ball in to Alexander. It's knocked right back out by Lindy Andreasen. And Angelique McLean will try it again. Gets it in to McKaylin Ishmael. Knocked away. Picked up by Michelle Alexander, who feeds back door. Ellie Riggs fouled. A foul on the floor. Cammie Kern, who's going to foul out with her fifth personal foul. She's gone now with a minute 28 to go in the game. The second Athens Warrior player to foul out, and Breanne Bishop comes back in. That is the 10th team foul. So that means two free throws for L.A. Riggs of Nokomis. L at the line for two. Skins lead by three. Misses the first free throw. 1:28 remaining in the game. 44-41 Nokomis. And Nokomis, Ellie Riggs at the line with a second free throw. This one is no good. The ball tipped, and we're going to have a foul against McKaylin Ishmael of Nokomis for coming over the back. That is her fourth. And now the Warriors will have Lindy Andreasen at the line to shoot two. 1:27 to go in this game. What a terrific game it's been tonight. 44-41. Nokomis with a three-point lead. But Athens could tighten it up with a free throw or two here. Andreasen's free toss is no good. So it remains a three-point advantage for the Lady Redskins. In the wings, both Litchfield and Carlinville ready to take the floor for game two tonight. Next toss from Lindy Andreasen, the 5'6 senior, is no good. Rebound pulled down. Put back up and in by Holly Crozier. Crozier with 4 points tonight. Makes it a one-point game, 44-43. And now Lexi Waterman tripped in the backcourt by Bishop. And Waterman will be at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. 44-43. Nokomis with a one-point lead. A minute 17 to go in the game. And Lexi Waterman at the charity stripe for the Skins. Free throw up, free throw good! Lexi Waterman with 7 points tonight. 45-43. Skins by a deuce. And Waterman makes it three! 8 points for Lexi. 46-43. 75 seconds to go in the game. Athens with the ball down by a tray. Double team the backcourt, Andreasen. Now the Warriors get it into the front court. Here's Andreasen out front. Off to Laura Marley to the near side. Off to Penrod. They try to lob it inside. It's knocked out of bounds. It should belong to Athens on the baseline. With 1 minute exactly showing on the clock. Nokomis leading by three. Athens will inbound the ball. Bounce pass underneath to Marley. Banks it off the glass and in. What a terrific play by Laura Marley from right underneath. 46-45, Skins push it up the floor. Riggs with a pass across to Ishmael. As the Skins tried to fast break, the ball knocked out of bounds by Ethan. So a one-point Nokomis lead with 48 seconds to go in the game. Are we looking at overtime? Here's McLean into the corner for three. Alexander, good! Michelle Alexander, 26 points. Skins lead by four. 45, 40 seconds to go in the game. Athens with a basketball. Andreasen into the front court for the Warriors. Down the lane, a bounce pass off to the wing. Shot up, no good from Crozier. Big scramble on the floor. Crozier reaching in for it. Tied up. And now stolen away by Michelle Alexander. Alexander into the front court to Riggs. Ellie fires it across to McLean. 15 seconds to go, and now timeout on the floor. Skins lead this one 48-45 with 13 seconds to go in the contest. There's timeout on the floor. We'll come back with more in 60 seconds.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Has this ever happened to you? Yo, tow truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Wide Variety Store in Coffeen, Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie, Harpole and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville.
WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
It's a three-point lead for Nokomis, 48-45, 13 seconds to go in the game. Skins will get the ball at midcourt. McLean, the trigger man, gets it into Alexander. You want her at the free throw line late in the ball game. Michelle with 26 points tonight will step up to the line and shoot two. A foul that time called against Andreasen of Athens. That stops the clock with 11 seconds to go. Alexander, 26 points tonight. Skins lead by three. Michelle gets two. Free throw is short. Score remains 48-45. This is a big one because it would be a two-possession game if you're Athens. Alexander takes a deep breath, spins the basketball, lines it up, puts it up, and cannot get it. The ball tipped out of bounds, going to belong to Athens. Off the fingertips of Ellie Rigg. 10 seconds to go in the game. Athens could tie it with a three. Here's Laura Manley to inbound the basketball. Looking, gets it in. Knocked away by the Skins, but picked up by Kelsey Penrod. They feed off to Bishop, and now we've got a foul. No, a timeout called. Timeout called. Athens called for the timeout with 5.5 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Athens trailing 48-45. We'll come back with more in 60 seconds.
This is Greg with Sloan Implement Company. Now that harvest is complete, it's time to visit with us to plan your equipment needs for next year. We have everything you need to upgrade or replace your equipment so you are more productive for 2011. Be sure to stop in and see us at Sloan Implement in Carlinville or Vandalia for all your equipment needs.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse GeoComfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a GeoComfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a GeoComfort system. Live comfortably.
Madison Communications has big reasons for you to be jolly. Now through December 21st, add or upgrade Madison high-speed internet service and get 2 months free, or pay your current plan pricing for your upgrade service. Plus, receive free installation and free equipment. Now's the time to add Madison's new 10 Mbps high-speed service. Call 1-800-422-4848.
You're listening to America's high school sports leader, WSMI.
5.5 seconds left in the game. Nokomis 48, Athens 45. Athens will have the ball on their own end of the floor. They'll inbound right in front of their bench. Laura Marley, the trigger man. And now timeout called by Coach Rochelle McDowell of Nokomis. And we'll come back with more in 60 seconds.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at DrummondLawLLC.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
WSMI, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Athens with the ball, 5 seconds to go. Marley a three for the tie. Air ball, that could do it. That's it. Lady Redskins have come from behind to win this one tonight. 48-45 over the Athens Warriors and pick up their second win of the season. The final, Nokomis 48, Athens 45. We'll come back with more in just a moment.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
This is Dennis Yokley with Roger Jennings. The beautiful fall season begins, along with those cool evenings, pleasant days, high school football, and harvest. We all know preparation is the key to success. New, used, service, or parts for any make or model, Roger Jennings continues to improve training and facilities to meet your needs.
J.F. Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
This is WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Doan back at Litchfield High School. We had a wild one in game number one tonight as Nokomis comes from behind to beat Athens 48-45 as the Lady Redskins outscored Athens 15-7 in that fourth quarter. Scoring-wise, Michelle Alexander, 26 points for the Lady Redskins, 3 from Angelique McClain, 2 from Allie Spinner, 5 from Ellie Riggs, 5 from Nikki Finn, and 8 from Lexi Waterman. Quarters of 13, 8, 12, and 15. Skins made hay at the charity stripe tonight, 18 of 29. They're now 2-3. Athens drops to 2-3 on the season. They got 8 points from Kern, 2 from Laura Marley, 4 points from Andreasen, 8 from Bishop, 2 from Penrod, 14 points from Whitcomb, and 4 from Crozier. Quarters of 21, 7, 10, and 7. Athens 7 of 17 from the line. But we're not done. Game 2, Litchfield versus Carlinville for the championship of the Litchfield tournament. Coming up in just a few minutes. In the meantime, Tony Tutu will have some music for us, and we'll come back with game number two. But game number one's in the book. Nokomis 48, Athens 45. So long for just a while from Litchfield.